Renovo Seed is proud to sponsor Northern Ag Network On Demand. The Renovo team is focused on enriching land and lives by offering over 1,200 species of seed for any farmer ranch operations needs. Learn more at renovoseed.com.
Good morning, Coulter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Morning Market Report. Well, we had a lot of fun at Montana Range Days in Miles City this week. I wanted to give you a couple of the results from the youth contest yesterday. The top FFA team this year went to my alma mater, Huntley Project FFA. The top range hand was Faye Holland of Dillon, and the top green hand and winner of the Illustrated Talk competition was Adelaide Meyer of Stevensville. Adelaide had a great presentation on the importance of range and getting range education into public schools. I asked her why she chose that topic and how can we get more kids engaged in range management.
I really was excited for the Illustrated Talk contest. I became really interested because I like to join my passions of educating children in range. And I've just seen a big decrease in the interest for range. And I'd really like to bring it further into Montana. And I believe that range is an important life skill and that we should be able to teach it to all youth because it really does matter in their future.
Well, the MSU College of Agriculture is looking for nominations for its Outstanding Agricultural Leader Award. The award will be presented during the college's expanded Celebrate Ag Week in November. That award recognizes individuals, families, or businesses that have gone above and beyond for the Montana ag industry in public service, advocacy, production, or business. This year, the Celebrate Ag event will expand to a full week-long series, highlighting programs and students from the college and, of course, Montana's ag industry. Nominations for the Outstanding Ag Leader are due by August 30th.
Did you know that rail is the safest form of ground transportation? BNSF Railway leads the industry in reducing rail equipment incident rates. This means continuing to invest in people and technology, from intensive training to rigorous inspections, from grain trains to coal trains. BNSF Railway is committed to keeping our communities safe and moving your product carefully and efficiently to its destination. This is BNSF.
If you're using dyed diesel fuel and driving on Montana's public roads, you may not know this, but you are breaking the law. The small savings you see at the pump could end up costing you up to $5,000 in fines. Dyed diesel fuel is not taxed and is intended for off-road use only. Please, do the right thing. Don't use dyed fuel on Montana's roads. To report violators, you can call 1-888-FUEL-LAW. Thanks for your help. This message brought to you by the Montana Department of Transportation.
Well, Brett McCray is wrapping up his visit to Columbia. They're headed back to the States tomorrow. He joins the Montana Department of Agriculture on a trade mission there promoting Montana pulses. Brett is joined in Columbia by Montana Pulse Crop Committee board member and farmer from Galata, Brian Acklestead. Brian told Brett that as a grower, he's received a lot of questions from buyers in Columbia and said it's clear that quality is the difference maker in that market. Brian added, it's pretty cool to see Montana pulses on the shelf in Columbia.
It's quite rewarding to walk into one of the retail stores, look at a package, know that it came from Montana, and to know that it came from a supplier literally right in my backyard. And so there is a chance that that sack could very well contain my personal lentils. And then to watch the consumer come by, look at the shelf, and pick that brand, because that brand is known for its quality, which is what we're known for, the Montana grower.
And the Montana Grain Growers Association has announced that Kara Berkland has been hired as their new director of policy. The position will be solely focused on policy and regulatory issues that members are experiencing, especially important with the legislative session coming in 2025. She'll be working on both state and national issues for the Montana grain growers, and Executive Allison Vergeron says that having a policy director will allow the association to deepen its grassroots efforts to influence ag policy.
Did you know public officials still bow to pressure from people who care about electric co-ops? That's what happened recently when federal bureaucrats backed down from an onerous energy efficiency standard for distribution transformers. Not only would that rule have made those transformers much more expensive, it also would have made keeping up with demand much harder. The final rule isn't perfect, but it's much improved thanks to our co-ops. A message from Montana's electric cooperatives.
The bearishness of last week's cattle on feed placement figure has almost completely faded away as Wednesday turned out to be a big day in the cattle futures with optimism spreading through the complex. Just a perfect storm, really, as corn prices fell to their lowest levels in 3 years. Beef demand fundamentals are strong, and a handful of cash cattle trade broke loose and started coming in higher. Actually, the cash trade broke above that $200 ceiling, with trade ranging now $197 to $200, and dress deals already at the top of last week's range at $314. In the futures, August live cattle added $2.32, moving up to $186.75, October $1.77 better at $186.12. For the feeder cattle, the August contract $2.72 higher at $2.61.77, September $2.40 higher at $2.62.47. Looking at some of our local auction markets, a good cow-calf pair sale in Riverton this week. Those young pairs bring in $3,100 to $3,250, mid-age pairs from $2,700 to $2,975, and older pairs from $2,550 to $2,725. And there was a big run of weigh-up cows in Miles City this week, and that market was another $1 to $3 higher again this week. The bulk of the cows trading in the $137 to $143 money, but a lot of real high-dressing cows in the offering, and they sold from $143 to $155. And of course, the bull market is staying strong too, from $157 to $174, with a high way up at $193. The wheat market finally took a break from the steep losses we've seen in June and finished mixed, with a few contracts actually in the black. 17 of the last 19 sessions the wheat has been down. It's created a very oversold position, but speculative selling has continued. Friday, we'll get USDA's acreage and grain stocks reports. Corn stocks are expected to be up 18% from last year, wheat up 19%. Small increases forecast from the USDA March plantings report. Corn acres forecast to be down 4.5% from 2023. Wheat expected 4% weaker. Nice to see a few contracts in the black, though, with the July KC winter wheat contract 4 cents better at 580, September 3 higher at 584. Very small movements in the spring wheat, with a July contract just a quarter higher at 596, September at 604, up a half. In Chicago, July soft wheat down a half point at 541, September fully steady at 560, corn for July though moving lower down 5.5 cents at 420, and soybeans for July just a half point weaker at 1162. Well, thanks for joining us for this morning's market report. I'm Coulter Brown, Northern Ag Network.